Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Sarek Mattson. I am a sixth-year PhD student at University of California, Berkeley, and I study soil contamination and remediation for urban farms. We are here to talk about pedicularis, pedicularis densiflora, pedicularis groenlandica. There are lots of pedicularises. The plants are often called lousewort. The reason why it's called lousewort is funny. It used to be thought that if cattle ate this plant, then they would attract lice. So it is called lousewort. But some of the species have really cool names, like pedicularis groenlandica is called elephant's head, and pedicularis racemosa is called parrot's beak. There are different species that can be found in most parts of the U.S. and also Canada. Pedicularis canadensis can be found in the eastern half of the U.S., including around Pittsburgh. Most pedicularis species are concentrated in the Rockies and then further west, including pedicularis densiflora in Oregon and Washington State, which is where I have harvested it. It's hemiparasitic, so it doesn't need a host plant to survive, but it will take nutrients or other chemical compounds from nearby plants, which is important because this is a medicinal herb. So if you're harvesting it for medicinal purposes, you want to make sure you're not harvesting from a stand that's growing nearby a poisonous plant. And it can be found growing nearby aconitum, which is a very poisonous plant and has all sorts of bad-sounding common names like wolf's bane or leopard's bane, devil's helmet. So watch out. Used to be in the Scrophulariaceae family, but it was recently moved. All the parasitic or hemiparasitic plants in the Scroph family were moved to a new family called Orobanchaceae, or possibly Orobanchaceae. It is a skeletal muscle relaxant, so that means that it relaxes the muscles that you control as opposed to the smooth muscles in your body that you don't control, that work on their own. I typically use it just to release general tension. It's helpful to take before going to bed. It can just stop your brain and knock you right out, which is great. But then you can also take it during the day, so it's not necessarily going to put you to sleep. It's not a narcotic. It doesn't, you know, slow you down or make you dumb.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.